We welcome to Star 94.1, Marette Brown Clark. Marette, how are things going?
Oh, things are going well, thank you.
Let's talk about the new project. It's called The Dream. Why The
Yay.
Dream? Yeah, The Dream. Why'd you name it The Dream?
You know, it's actually named for a song that the Lord gave me in a dream. Actually, He gave me just a vision of people with their hands lifted. As far as I could see, they were lifting their hands and giving their lives to the Lord and giving their worship to the Lord. And so when I woke up from that dream, I had this song in my head. I dreamed your soul would be saved. I dreamed your life would never be the same. Though I may never know your name, I dreamed your soul and I saw it saved. And it just was a reminder of what I set out to do in the first place, which was to win souls to Christ and try to convince somebody that Jesus Christ is the way. So when I was looking at songs and picking songs, that one just kind of kept sticking out. I was like, I have to do it. And it's just those four bars, no verses, no, you know, funky vamp or anything much to it, but it's just my testimony and those four lines. And it just felt like that just fit the whole CD.
Now, on this project, you've got some upbeat, bouncy praise songs, and also you got those sweet ballads. You're welcome. Which do you like to do the best? Those fun songs, or when you really scratch out on the ballads?
You know, I think it depends on what kind of voice I have that day. If I'm struggling, then you know, I always say keep it moving and keep going. But you know, I like the slow songs because they really. If I can get through singing them without crying through them, they really minister to me first, and then I hope they go out to whoever's listening. But, you know, it's all good. Whatever song is speaking my testimony, whether it's fast or slow, I want to sing it.
There are several songs that captured my heart. One song in particular...
Okay.
I have decided to follow
Jesus. Yeah, oh, see, now you're messing with me now. Oh, my Lord.
Hey.
I try to do a hymn on all of my projects. I grew up on hymns, and I grew up on traditional gospel and, you know, some contemporary. But I try to just kind of do something like that to show my parents that I appreciate the things that they really sowed into us. But also I try to do songs that, like, really speak to me. That's my testimony. I've decided to follow Jesus. I tell people when I got saved that last time, I really, really meant it, and I want to give the Lord everything that I have, my time, my talent, my tithe, everything. He can have it all because He gave it to me anyway.
There's another song, My Heart Has Been Restored.
Oh, yeah. Why you picked out all the slow songs that messed me up?
Hey!
Look at here now, look at here. Yeah, you know, and it's funny, actually, I recorded this CD 2.5 years ago. And when I tell you that these songs have literally been my lifeline, of course, the Lord was my lifeline, but when I tell you being able to listen to these songs, just even listening to the little rehearsal tapes that we made to try to learn them and to keep them, the songs literally kept my life and kept my mind and kept my faith and kept me going. And so a song like My Heart Has Been Restored, whereas, you know, heretofore, I've had a pretty good life. You know, some struggle, some pain, some heartbreak, but never anything that I just thought would bowl me over. But literally this CD project, I feel like the devil knew if it got into anybody's hands that it would be encouraging to somebody, and he fought me tooth and nail. So yes, My Heart Has Been Restored. The song says, I believe in you, Lord. I'm sorry for not trusting you before, but faith grabbed a hold of me, and it changed my unbelief. My heart has been restored once again.
Our guest is Marette Brown Clark. Marette, let's take it up a notch.
Okay.
Has God done anything for you?
You're killing me. Oh, you know, it's funny, because actually I wrote that song, and I grew up in a pretty active church, let's say. When the Spirit came in, we didn't mind greeting Him heartily. And I don't mind People have different ways of praising him. Some people kind of just wave their hands, and some people just cry, or some people, however you praise him. Some people run around the church. Some people shout their shoes out. And but I just feel like if the Lord has done anything for you, you ought to at least say thank you. We go to all kind of stadium games, and, you know, if somebody was standing on the corner passing out $5 bills, we'd all be scuttling over trying to get a $5 bill from somebody handing it out. And the Lord has done so much for us, the very fact that we're alive and breathing. So you won't, you know, I just don't get not showing any kind of sign. So that's kind of where that song came from. It's like, I'm not trying to fuss. I'm not trying to beat nobody up. I'm just telling you, for me, I don't get it. And the Lord has been so good. I might jump over a pew, or that one particular day might be my cry day. I might just cry all day. But there's going to be some sign of God's goodness and my gratefulness to him.
There's also a song called I'll Praise Him. Tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, you pick it up some good stuff. The whole CD is good. Let
it
me
is.
Say that.
It is. It definitely is. Definitely. I love it. I'm not saying it because I'm talking to you, Moret, but I really do.
No. Man. And you get a lot of music, so I really appreciate that. You saying that, but I praise him. Just takes what I was born to do, what I want to do. I praise him with my mind, my hands, my heart, and then it comes out my mouth. My mind starts thinking about what he's done, and then something about that, my hands just go, oh, yes, yes, yes. And in my heart, I go, oh, Lord, he would do something like that for me. And then it comes out of my mouth, every hallelujah, every glory to you. It just comes out. So the song just says, I'll praise him. I'll praise him, sunshine, rain, heartbreak, pain, whatever my lot, I will praise the Lord.
Here's another song I really, really like, too. Sovereign God.
Yeah, actually, I want to say, I call him my son now, but there's a young man, his name is Anthony Brown. He's out of the Baltimore area where I live, and when I tell you literally, he wrote that for me, and I just appreciate it. Sometimes we're looking for God to bail us out of things, and we're looking, when we sign up to be saved, that we're not going to have any issues or struggles or anything, but as long as we know whatever we go through, whether it's good days or bad days or whatever it is, we just have to know that God is sovereign and he has everything under control. So Anthony wrote that. His singers, his group, Anthony Brown and Answered Prayers, along with singers that have been singing with me for years, really since I started, kind of came together, did all the background vocals, and it really was a blessing recording this CD live in Baltimore, actually.
Okay.